Affirm the Disc Kingdom podcast. In this episode, we're going to be kind of giving our thoughts so far on the Lilo and Stitch event that's currently going on in Disney Magic Kingdoms. It's been out kind of for a week now, but as of obviously the time of recording, that's when we're going to base it on. Personally, just unlocked. I can't think of what his name is. Is it Jumba?
It's Jumba.
Jumba. Yes, I had a load of gems, so I decided that I would actually pick him up this time because I had enough gems to buy him.
It was 275 gems.
Yes, and I had 290, so I was like, ooh, I'll have him then. I've been like saving up on them. So I thought, oh, I'll use that rather than buying the bundle for £7. I did buy the other premium character because he was only like, I think, $3.99. So he wasn't too bad.
It was Pleakley, and that came with the Scrump backpack stand, I believe.
Yeah. Yeah, that one, I don't mind. See, I'm quite happy with chipping in a few quid for a pack or for a character or for like the float. I usually do that. What I don't like is when the prices start creeping up to £7, £8, £9 or dollars.
Jumbo was $9 here, and he came with the Stitch's Great Escape ride.
Yes.
I got the bundle myself because I don't want to sacrifice gems just in case for something else in the future that I want. Mm.
Yeah, I was a little bit like, because in the last event, I decided not to go for the second bundle because I'm getting that feeling of like, well, actually, each event is costing me about 10, 12 quid. So it's like, now I'm going to just ease it back and use these gems or something. I was saving up for like King Louis or someone else. Like, I thought, oh, well, they'll be there later. So what's your initial thoughts on the event so far?
Honestly, I like it because we're using the same basic pattern that we did with Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah.
Where you unlock all the characters with free steps, basically the books, and then it was the honey pots, and then it was the ear hats. It's the same thing with Stitch, and I believe the second step is going to be unlocked once you unlock Angel, which is going to take at least a day or two to get all the parts for her, and it's the same amount as Rue.
Yeah. I'm hoping that the only difference is that, because we did an episode of this a few weeks ago about that Winnie the Pooh event, and I didn't like the way they handled the Winnie the Pooh aspect. So I'm hoping with Stitch they've maybe taken a bit of the criticism and made some adjustments, maybe made them a bit easier, because the drop rates on Winnie the Pooh were awful. So I'm hoping Stitch is going to be a bit better.
I got extremely lucky with the ear hats. I got mostly four hats at a time, so I ended up unlocking Winnie the Pooh really quick. Mm. Well, that could just be me.
Yeah, I literally went for ages and didn't do it. So this one with so far with the Lilo and Stitch pack thing, I like the way as well that they've incorporated the Beauty and the Beast characters. They did the same thing with the Aladdin and the Winnie the Pooh ones. I like them doing this. I think this gives them a little bit of an extra little mini event going on.
Yeah, I'm afraid I can't use that because I joined the game in December, so I didn't get the chance to get Beauty and the Beast or Aladdin. The first event I had was Snow White.
All right. See, I think I played the game when it first came out. I then kind of dropped off the game because it wasn't really what I liked, and I missed a few events, and then jumped back in around the Incredibles event. Oh, that was, probably nearly 2 years ago, and I've been in every event since. So I'm probably quite lucky in some ways. I've got most of the characters, and there's a few here and there that I haven't got from the different events. Mainly, again, they're all the villains, really. The last character is the one I've always been struggling to get, and I have a kind of a rule now where I will not drop any cash on that last person, no matter how hard they keep pushing me.
Yeah, I only did so with the queen because I only had like two pieces left.
Yeah. Yes, if it's under a 20, 30 gems, I do start thinking, well, I will get 20 odd gems for finishing the pack off. So it's that thing, isn't it? You'll get that back.
Yeah, I just wish they'd redo events so you can get some of the past characters like Frozen or Nightmare Before Christmas, because I don't really feel like buying those legendary chests because they're a bit of a ripoff.
Yes, and I think that's kind of the big thing, really, is for things like this Beauty and the Beast mini event, it's about getting someone like you personally to maybe buy those chests. Now, obviously, microtransactions and loot boxes have been a discussion on numerous occasions about things. And even just this past week, Belgium outlawed loot chests and they're going to be bringing that in as a thing that's breaking the law, and it could fit. So that could essentially make like this game that those loot things wouldn't be allowed to be used in Belgium. I think there's something else in like Norway's government. So I'm wondering if they might need to keep an eye on how they're doing this, because I don't know if these chests are going to be able to be used much longer the way that governments are starting to do some legislation.
Yeah, we can all thank Battlefront 2 for that.
Yeah. Well, actually, it's funny because Battlefront 2 got away with in Belgium from actually being deemed... I think that was because they'd removed all the microtransactions when it went into being checked and stuff by the government. So technically, Battlefront 2 did actually sneak through. I think it was Battlefront 2. I think Battlefront 2 was the peak of it. It had been building up through the year, through NBA, through FIFA, through the Lord of the Rings game. It'd been building and building and building. And I think Star Wars Battlefront was like the final big step in the final battle.
Yeah, that's mainly why I don't play sports games, honestly. Like, the first time I encountered loot crates was in Simpsons Tapped Out.
Mm. Yeah, I've not really got one into that. I'll be honest, like loot crates and stuff like that, I don't, or loot boxes, we shouldn't really call them loot crates because that's an entirely different thing. But yeah, I'm not really into it. And I'm wondering if the Disney Magic Kingdoms game is going to have to look at the future of maybe in future ways of events and how it handles it. It might not. I think like the premium chests and stuff work if you're getting given them for free. It's when you start having to pay cash for them. And with these, especially like with, you know, if you want Aladdin and you've got to buy a chest to get him, they might have to go down the line of just opening it up for gems and you buy them with, you know, they can make it in another way where you know what you're buying. But personally, I'd love them just to change the gem system and make it more, it's, the trouble is with these like trend, sort of currencies is kids sometimes don't understand that they actually are real money.
Yeah, that's why they have to advertise it at the bottoms, like, this costs real money.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see where it goes on in this one. But I think for the time being, the game will probably be able to keep going as it is. But I do wonder if that's going to change it. And as you said, you're a prime example of someone that's not wanting to jump into those chests.
Yes, but I do have one small complaint with the Lilo and Stitch characters.
Yeah.
And it's the fact that Gantu is not in it.
Which one's Gantu? Which
he's the big one that looks whale.
Yes. It's that kind of thing. I'm wondering if they're going to add him later or if he's... Yeah, it was a little bit...
I don't think so, honestly. Yeah. But something else interesting did happen. Angel is the first character from a TV show to be in Magic Kingdoms.
Mm. I mean, the only thing I could think of is they might add them in, start adding them in later as extra events or extra chests, because just thinking forward, I think they, you know, what they've been doing like with the Toy Story characters and just like drop it end the Peter Pan and the sort of Sleeping Beauty ones where they're kind of dropping in single characters later on.
Yeah, that could work.
Yeah, I mean, as far as like the character, I was a little bit like with these choices. I like the movie and I've seen it a few times. I love Stitch, but the rest of the characters, I'm really not that kind of fussed about. So it's not really an event thing where I know the characters and they're my favourites and I've got to have them all. This one was a little bit like, yeah, all right, I'll do what I can, but I'm not. Stitch is the only one I'm really after.
Do you know what franchise I was really hoping would make it? Which Big one? Hero 6. Because the TV show's coming out, it would have been good promotion. Yeah, and there's seven characters. There's Hero, Baymax, Fred, Go-Go, Honey, and there's the villain Yokai. And costumes. Yeah. They can do their regular outfits or their superhero outfits as costumes in that booth on the main street.
Yeah, maybe as we get closer, because the new TV show starts in June, doesn't it? So it still could easily be a June or even maybe July, August event.
Well, yeah, July is when the new Big Hero 6 comic comes out.
Yeah, so it would make sense, especially, depends what they're going to be doing with Incredibles. That's the big question of, do they do another Incredibles event or do they just jump into Big Hero 6? I personally wouldn't mind them doing something a little bit different, maybe bringing the characters back. So if you didn't have them, you can get hold of them. It wouldn't be quite as good for people that have been in the game for a while, but I think there's a lot of new players that probably would like a redo and a chance to get those characters.
Honestly, I think you're just going to add in one or two of the new characters from the movie, and that's it, like we've been doing with Fairy Godmother, just adding in to what's already there.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see where they go forward with this one, but anything else you want to add on this event so far?
Not really. I'm looking forward to unlocking Stitch.
Yes. I'm hoping to. I need to probably start concentrating on getting those books, because I keep focusing on the main story rather than the books at the minute.
Yeah, I already got all the books myself, and I've been leveling up all the characters. Like, I got Nanny as level 5, because she's required to be level 5 to unlock the Angel mission. I got Cobra at 4, and I got Pleakley at 3.
Yeah. Did you. Are you playing on mobile, or are you playing on, like, a tablet?
iPad.
Yeah, so sometimes there's that thing I found, if you're playing on the phone, you might play it a little bit more regularly because of the way I do. And I'll be honest, I've been a bit distracted with God of War, but that's a different thing entirely. On that note, guys, we'd love to know what you guys are thinking of the Lilo and Stitch event so far for Disney Magic Kingdom. We'd love to know your thoughts on that. Get in touch with us using the comments below or on social media, etc. Wherever you are, you can check us out over at thiskingdom.com. You can subscribe, like, follow on whichever platform you're watching or listening to us on. Matt, how can they find you on the internet?
They can find me at Matt Philip Law on YouTube. I usually just do travel vlogs, or they can find me on Lego Matt. I am currently doing a playthrough of Kingdom Hearts right now.
Oh, cool. Yes, I recently started playing up Kingdom Hearts 2 again, because I completed Kingdom Hearts 1 a couple of weeks ago for the first time, but I'm having a little, as I said, I'm kind of battling through Kronos and kind of taking on, well, I like to think of God of War now as a... Oh,